Welcome to With the Wind, Science Revealed. Today's show's a little different, folks. We are interviewing a family with three generations, kids, three moms, and grandma. I'm actually having Dee Dee Hoover do the interviewing. Yours truly, I'm behind the camera. We did this while we were speaking in Utah. You're going to hear the perspective on vaccines and vaccine injury from all three generations, all three moms, and their different perspectives. Enjoy the show. Dr. Paul, today my topic's forgiveness. Now, I'm basically a happy person. I feel blessed with lots of endorphins. I'm surrounded by loving people. I have plenty of passion in my life. But forgiveness, whew, that one I struggle with. I think the hardest part about forgiveness, the toughest person to forgive, is yourself. I'm speaking of myself. You know, how I raised my kids, how I responded to my partner in times of stress or distress within our world, the actions I took, the words I spoke, at times, many times, they were harmful. I don't always have the opportunity to work it out with them. And for some, I can't make amends. I struggle with that. I can't help them process what happened. I can't help them resolve their hurt. So I'm realizing I have to forgive myself. I've got to own what I said. I've got to own what happened. I can't change what happened in the past. Things like my parenting, how I vaccinated my kids before I knew better. You know, everything I did, how I handled marital stress and so many relationships. I wished I had done better. You know, in forgiving myself, I just have to remember also, when you know better, you can do better. Damn, I wished I had done better. I really do. We all need love and forgiveness. This takes grace. It takes hope. You know, love's power, though, it's endless. I feel blessed by that, and I take great comfort in that.
Hey, it's me, Dee Dee Hoover with Kids First Forever and with The Wind. I am here with two incredible kids. So Dr. Paul and I came to a conference called A Better Way in St. George, Utah. St. George, Utah. So is this the only place you've lived?
No, we've lived in a lot of places.
Look. Man, so have I think. But, so it's Harlow, mm-hmm. and you're 10.
Yes.
And you're Paxton, and mm-hmm. you're 20? You're not 20?
Nope.
Well, after hanging out with this kid for a little bit, you would think he's 20. His favorite subject is chemistry. What kid likes chemistry? How old are you?
13.
Oh, I love that age. So he's a teenager. So, I have questions. I was talking to your parents and to your grandparents, mm-hmm. and I heard that you have some different things in your life, just different supplements and kind of things you have to do differently than maybe the average kid, and that mm-hmm. your parents had now know and have learned that sometimes vaccines can change our body and make us need or have different things. Can mm-hmm. you tell me a little bit about what your situation is and how your life is maybe a little different because of that?
So when I had eye problems,
mm-hmm.
and I think it loosened the muscles in my eyes, so I had to do like exercises to get them better. Because I don't know why, but I used to see double.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That could be scary.
And I think it was because of vaccines.
Yeah, and that's what actually, so folks, what I want to share is that, you know, I hear a lot of people say who really believe that vaccines are safe and effective. There are times where a vaccine can affect something within a child, immune or different pieces. So this had happened with the parents, and even the eye doctor that saw Paxton said that, you know, this happened after a vaccine. You know, we hear all the time that, oh, it could have happened. It would have happened anyway, whatever the case is. But it changed some things. It went from being a normal vision to having a vision issue. So tell me more about it, though. I heard that after a while, you saw somebody that helped you.
Yeah, so it was a doctor. And he's the one that told my parents about the exercises.
Oh, okay.
And it basically made me better.
Yay. And so you wear glasses, though.
Mm-hmm.
Is that because of that?
No, not just because my eyesight is bad.
Okay, and you also have a younger sister that has glasses too. So.
Yes.
And what about you? No glasses for you?
No.
No? Did you have any vaccines? I forgot to ask your mom. Do you know?
Do I?
I don't know.
They don't know?
I think that she did get some.
Yeah, I have ear problems.
Okay.
I've had to get two surgeries.
Two surgeries on your ears?
Yeah.
Ooh, was that scary? Or were you, how old were you when that happened, you know?
Last time I was nine.
Nine?
And I think, I don't know, four, five, I don't know.
Okay. So, again, the point of sharing this with you and sharing these kids' stories is these are children who received vaccines, and I hear all the time, well, my kids got vaccine, and yeah, they get sick all the time, but they're not injured. They didn't have this or that. I guess for me and what we're trying to share is that if the vaccines are causing our kids to get sick, if there's something that happens in their bodies, and whether it's the aluminum, no matter what it is, if it affects our children and makes it so that they have to have surgeries or have something happen in order for them to be able to see, to be able to hear, to be able to function like every other kid that's out there, that I think we have to think about that. So now I'm going to ask a question. Mm-hmm. So this question is, your grandma especially is all out to educate people on what vaccines do.
Mm-hmm.
What do you know about it? Like, what do you hear about vaccines?
That they're very bad.
That they're bad? So what do you think?
Yeah, I think that they can be bad for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there's like illegal stuff inside of them.
Yeah, I don't know if it's illegal, but it can be lethal. So it is, and that's the thing is we don't know. Like when you get older and you have kids, you have a choice of whether or not you're going to vaccinate your children. I know you're really young, but you're handsome and some girl's going to want you and you're going to get married and you're going to have kids. Are you going to vaccinate them?
Well, it depends if they're good or not.
Right. So that's something I want to talk about real quick. The idea of vaccines and talking to you about this young. You will hear so much as you grow older. And you brought up a perfect point, Paxton. If they're good, if they could create, what if the CDC could create a vaccine that was truly safe, but prevented you from getting a deadly disease? You'd be all in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I want both of you to grow up since you like chemistry, and I want you to develop a vaccine that's safe and effective. Okay? Okay. So do you guys want to say anything to anybody out there watching?
Don't take the vaccine.
And especially when we talk about, let's talk about the COVID vaccine real quick. So you have not had it.
No.
What do you think about it? Do you hear like all the things happening?
Yeah, I sometimes hear that it's like, it can, it's like kind of bad for some people.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just heard stories that after people get it, they'll like get sick or something, then they just don't know what happened.
Right. And do you guys watch TV much, like football or anything?
I think.
And hear those stories?
My dad watches Supercross.
Oh, what's Supercross?
It's motorcycle. Oh, motorcycle.
I need education. Yeah, and that's the thing with the COVID vaccine. There are people that want that to be for kids. And at a certain point, you could even make your own choice to get a vaccine. You don't even have to have your parents' permission. So when it comes to the COVID vaccine, do you feel like you have the knowledge to make a good decision?
I'd probably ask my parents first.
Yay, kids. Yes. You ask your parents first. You're not 18. You're 13. You're 12. And I'm hearing at 11, you can make those decisions. You don't know for sure. So listening to these kids, you check with your parents, because I don't know that you're probably not going to go online and do research on vaccines, right?
No.
That's why you have parents. So do you have anything to say to everybody out there?
Just talk to your parents first.
Yay. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for listening. I am here with two beautiful, incredible women. We're the same age, by the way, and I am aging much faster. Just kidding. I'm old enough to be their mom. I have had an opportunity to meet your families. It was so cool and so wonderful. It has been incredible being here. So, as you know, we travel a lot and we talk to lots of families. The reason for wanting to share your story
is that there are moms mm-hmm. that are out there that listen, mm-hmm. and to know what you went through is helpful. Mm-hmm. And that's why we say, speak up, talk out. You know what you know, and so you need to share. Whether or not somebody wants to listen to you or they want to think you're crazy, yeah. it doesn't matter. So, getting going, tell everybody who you are.
My name is Brianna Briner. I'm a mom of three. I'm 34.
And you have two children that are vaccinated.
So I have three kids, and my first two are full. My first is fully vaccinated. My second, we didn't do kindergarten. So we did up until kindergarten. And then my third, we did up to 6 months.
Okay. So the question I have, when you say that your first child is fully vaccinated, he's actually not fully vaccinated. You stopped at a certain point.
Yes.
Can you tell me why you stopped?
Because I started having doubts about what I was doing. So he had vision problems. It was called strabismus. Later I learned in some package inserts, it's labeled as ocular palsy. It's where his eyes turned and caused double vision.
Okay.
And so we went to our eye doctor, because that's what you do, right? When there's a problem, you go to the doctor. And they said it was genetic and it was muscle issues, and a surgery would take care of it. Actually, like, that was not really a big deal, but a surgery on a child's eyes, like, seems like a big deal.
That is a very big deal, just for those that don't know.
Yes, it's felt like a big deal, but we did it because that's what you do when there is a problem, you fix it.
Right.
So we did it, and it was not successful. Mm-hmm. It didn't help at all.
So was he born with this?
No.
So this is the thing that I need for people to understand, is there are so many times when someone will say, well, how do you know it was a vaccine, or how do you know this? He was not born with this.
No.
This happened after a vaccine, correct?
Yes, and I didn't put that together until a different doctor asked me. Yes. And then it was like my eyes were open all of a sudden. It was like I was just walking in the dark, and then that one sentence was said, and it was like, oh my gosh.
And there were other issues, like eczema, allergies? Did you notice, were they still really healthy babies, or did you notice that maybe they got sicker a little more often than some of other kids?
We did ear infections. He's really prone to strep okay. throat. I wouldn't say he was the healthiest child. I would say my baby that didn't get as many vaccines is by far healthier.
And she's wilder. She is. Man, that girl's eyes are bright and open.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, back to him, we did a second surgery. Didn't help. So that's when I was like, we're gonna do something different. Primary Children's wanted to do a third, and I took a step back and I paused on that. And I started researching alternative things that we could try. And that neuro doctor is the one that said, do you think it could have been a vaccine?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, I hope not, because then I did this. Like, I caused this. But not knowing that maybe.
And that's
I did.
The point is, and for those of you that have heard my story before, mother's guilt mm-hmm. is very real. But so to share with y'all, my son's 23 now, and there are still times when I talk or speak out. And one of the times I was out, and he came over to me again, and he told me one day, he's like, you have to stop feeling guilty. And I said, I never will.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, you do, because guess what, Mom? You didn't do this to me. The vaccine did this to me. And you only knew what you knew. And there's a part of me that's like, well, I was vaccine injured as a child. Shouldn't I have known better? I trusted people who told me mm-hmm. that this was important to do to protect my child. Mm-hmm. When you hear that, you do that.
You do that.
So you do have to let go of that guilt. And it's not something you can ever do. You didn't do it to him. The vaccine did. Now, what you did do mm-hmm. is you figured it out and you stopped. And your kid is amazing.
Yeah.
And that's the thing I think that
that Dr. Paul, when he does his talks, talks about is once you stop, your child gets healthier. And by seeing the doctor that you did, and even Paxton himself, if you haven't seen the Paxton, Dee Dee, and Harlow interview, you need to watch it. He even said, you know, I did these exercises.
Yes.
Oh my God. He did exercises. And you got healthy, or got him healthiest from what I understand. Started eating different things.
Yeah. Diet played a role into it. And it was brain therapy, like brain exercises. You know how when a child is developing, they should crawl and then walk. We had to learn certain steps again. Mm-hmm. And the surgeries, so with his eyes turning, he was a 29. That's what they labeled it. It was a 29. The surgeries got him to about a 26. So they didn't really do anything. Mm-hmm. After we completed the
protocol,
he's a 4.
He is a 4. In the interview, I asked him, because you haven't seen it yet. Did he say a four? No, he didn't say a 4, but I said, well, you're wearing glasses. And he goes, yeah, that's because I have an eye problem.
Yeah, that's separate. That part is separate. That's the point,
is that vision, our vision, I mean, I know people who are unvaccinated who have vision issues. Mm-hmm. There are things that happen. And I said, yeah, Rowan, your 6-year-old, wears glasses.
She does.
And so I think it's something that there's never the intention to blame everything on a vaccine.
Well, both her and her husband have terrible eyes too.
Yeah.
They get that from their dad.
and that's part of it, to understand that nothing is affiliated. But at the same time, you notice that there's a health issue with the vaccinations, and so you've stopped. So are you going to have a 4th child?
I am not.
Okay. I was going to say, but you're not going to vaccinate.
But if I was not going to vaccinate. And that's why I try to share my story, because a lot of times it takes something really hard. You have to go through something really hard to learn the lessons. And I just don't want to ever say I didn't share my story, if I could even help one person.
And that's the point. I know it's not easy to talk to other people. And last night when I was talking to you personally off camera, you know, you can see the emotion. And that's the thing, is people need to understand, if someone has holding this tiny baby and they're listening to your stories, it's whether or not they choose to do anything about it. You did everything you could. And that's what speaking out is, why it's so important, because it's very real. And a lot of people don't understand that. And that is the hard part, but it is important. Mm-hmm. And you're raising kids that are going to speak out. So I asked him if one thing that's happening in Oregon, I don't know if it's here, is that children can choose to get the COVID vaccine at school without parent permission at 11 or 12. I'm not sure.
Oh my gosh.
So I don't know if it is here. So I asked Paxton, it's like, what are you going to do if that comes? Are you going to go on Google and research it? He's like, they both said, I'd ask my parent. So talking to them about certain things at certain points. I wish we didn't have to, but if your child is in the public school system, you have to make sure that you educate them on, when you go to school and somebody asks you to make a decision, that's on your mom, that's on your dad, that's your parents' choice. But I'm finding that if you don't tell them that, then the kids don't know that. Mm-hmm. And then they go to school and they're asked to do something and they're told, I've heard of more than one story where a 12-year-old was told, you know, it was the HPV shot and the schools was giving them, and the daughter knew that the mom did not want to have vaccinations done at school, but she chose, because one, she got a $50 gift certificate for getting the shot, and this is the HPV, and she was told that her parent obviously doesn't care enough about her that she wouldn't want to get the shot when she's 12. So there are things that are being said and done. So unfortunately, at some point, we do have to talk with kids about things like that. And you've done a great job. Mm-hmm. Okay. You have 20 children?
Sometimes it feels like that, yes.
When you have twins, it's like 12 times.
Yes, especially in the early years. It felt like way more than...
So did you tell everybody who you are yet?
No.
Oh, let's do it.
So, sorry. I am Caitlin Winningham. I'm Brianna's sister. And
you
I'm sorry. I'm 31 years old. I have 3 kids, a 10-year-old, and then twins who will be 7 next week. So
Oh, yay.
I know.
So, folks, there's a motion because when you don't know and you do something, again, we just talked about mother's guilt. So I want you to breathe and take your time. You can use my shirt.
I just haven't, I haven't talked about it for a long time. Because he is doing really well. And it's just got exhausting, like, because I was talking about it back in, like, 2016. And so, like, for years, I was talking about it. And, like, I've lost so many people. Like, so many friends who just think I'm crazy. Like, I don't know how they feel now. Like, now that COVID has come out, like, I'm sure they feel different.
So when you say you were talking about it in 2016, that was when... What's the name? Oh, sorry. I forget all the
names. Nixon.
People. Nixon was born then?
No, he was born in 2012.
Okay. So in 2012,
yes,
you then did all the vaccines?
Yes.
Okay. When did you realize something was going on?
So when he was vaccinated for the MMR at 15 months, he broke out in the measles. And I was like, wait, isn't this, like, the exact reason that I vaccinated him? Like, what is this? And so we took him to an InstaCare because it was a Saturday. And I was like, so, like...
How long after the actual vaccine did he get measles?
I have the reports. Like, I went back to the InstaCare and got all the reports. I think it was, like, a week.
Okay.
A week to 10 days later. And I actually didn't know what the rash was. Like, I didn't recognize it, but it scared me enough to take him in. And the InstaCare doctor said, was he recently vaccinated? And I said, yeah, he just got the MMR like a week ago. And he was like, oh, that is why. It's a live virus and it's he basically has the measles. And he goes, but it's nothing to worry about. It's normal. And that's just what, like, it just means that he's going to be very protected against the measles now. And I was just like, okay. Like, and so when we went back to my pediatrician, like a few months later, I was like, so he broke out in the measles and he just basically said that it was fine and that that's what happens sometimes and we just kept doing it.
So he's got the measles.
Mm-hmm.
Was he super sick?
No.
Nope. Okay.
Just basically a bad rash and a cold.
And he was vaccinated before that though, mm-hmm. also, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then you get that vaccine mm-hmm. and he gets the measles and mm-hmm. then any more vaccines?
Mm-hmm.
And so what point did you realize that these vaccines are affecting your child?
So I, like, he ended up regressing and losing his speech and becoming...
What age?
He lost his, like, he was talking till then, like, 15 months. And then he slowly, by two, he wasn't saying anything. Like, he had no words. And he didn't talk again till he was four. So it was, like... very significant speech delay. And once we got him diagnosed, like, with ADHD and autism, and, like, I had, honestly, it was a friend of mine who came over to my house one day, and she goes, so do you think it could be the vaccines? And honestly, like, I was like, maybe, I have no idea. Like, I didn't hear stuff like that. Like, when people would talk about they don't want to vaccinate their kids, I literally thought it was because they didn't want to poke them. Like, I literally thought that was why people said that back
then.
Well,
that's why your mom didn't want to vaccinate you.
Like, no one was talking about it. No one was talking about it on social media as far, like, none of my friends were. I had never heard, I thought that was the reason people were hesitant was because they just didn't want their babies to cry. I didn't know that there was, like, crazy ingredients,
like, or, lifelong.
No, I had no idea. And so when she said that, I was like, I'm literally grasping at straws. I will look into anything at this point mm-hmm. because I'm drowning. I had little twins and a three-year-old who was so hard. So I was like, I'll literally do anything, literally anything. And it's like divine intervention because, like, 2 days after my friend had said that to me, I didn't tell anyone. And my mom was at a hair appointment and her hairstylist said something to her. Like, do you think it could be the vaccines? And so she was like, maybe. She had the same reaction as me. Like, maybe, I don't know.
Beautiful answer.
My mom came to me and was like, do you think it could be the vaccines? And I was like,
when people quit asking me that.
I was like, my friend just said this 2 days ago. Like, why are you saying that? She was like, my friend told me that today. It was just like a message from God that, yeah, that's it.
There's something that doing this because other children don't necessarily have this. Yes. So, and you're the older sister.
Yeah.
And you're witnessing this. Mm-hmm. And you've already had your own experience with wondering and thinking and hearing about that maybe a vaccine did that to affected your child in that way. What was your reaction? Did you come to your sister?
See, when her son was dealing with that, we still didn't. All we ever heard was vaccines cause autism, they don't cause anything else, is what our family was dealing with. So it wasn't until that doctor said that to her that we realized it can cause other things too.
And I was in denial for a little bit. I was in denial for a little bit because as moms, I really believe in your mother's intuition. And I was in denial that I had ignored mine so much. I didn't want the vaccines to be the reason.
Right.
Like, I wanted an answer, but I didn't like that answer.
Right.
Because I had done what I had been taught to do to be a good mom.
Right.
And then you're sitting in the waiting room and you have like this pit in your stomach and you're like, I don't want to be here. Like, what is this feeling that I'm here, but I know I need to be here. But my intuition is like screaming at you to not be, but then I still did it. Like,
because, and I'm going to interrupt this preciousness, because education and let's just say government, CDC, everything that's out there, that can trump intuition. You, like you just said, you're there and you're feeling something. But if your feeling doesn't have some education, if you don't have the knowledge, if you don't have the experience, now we have it. Mm-hmm. So the fact that we keep allowing it is not okay. Mm-mm. But when you know something, then you know better, then you do better. But that's the thing, is when people, I hear that all the time. And like I said, I felt it. Why did I not know? Why didn't I listen to that gut feeling? And it's because we were told something else that overruled that. Well, that's why you're speaking out. That's why you're sharing, is you're going to tell these people they need to listen to that little piece of intuition and remember that it is your child. So it's your choice and your decision, not the doctor. The doctor does not go home with you and continue to care. And nobody loves your baby more than you do.
Yeah.
And we have to remember that when you're in a doctor's office and they're telling you something else.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like all of these things happened at about the same time. And still I had my reservations until I watched Vaxxed.
Okay.
And my mom had told me, watch this. And I didn't want to. But we did. Did she give it to us as a Christmas present? I can't remember how I got it. Mm-hmm. But I watched it and I was like, oh my gosh.
And what about you?
What hit you? I knew before that. Like, I obviously knew, but watching that, I was like, it was so much deeper than what I thought. And that's what, like, really made my husband angry too. Like, he obviously knew too. He knew what I knew and he saw what I saw with our son. But like, it was it made him so angry.
Because you're not the only one.
Yeah. Yes, that's what was so angry, was this is happening to other people. And it's not just us.
And the cover up too, like it's so much more than.
And that was the day I stopped.
Was the movie? Mm-hmm. You're done? So can I ask you, and again, please take your time. So after your son, and you said you had the twins just 4 years after. So you're going through all this, what you said.
3 years after.
3 years after. Mm-hmm. Okay. So did you vaccinate the twins?
Mm-hmm. Till like 9 months, probably. Okay.
What made you stop? Was it the movie?
It was probably Nixon's diagnosis.
Okay. When you realized something was happening?
Diagnosis, yeah.
Is that when he was diagnosed with autism?
Yeah, it was. He was four.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He was four. He was
diagnosed. And then, so I think one thing that's really important, if you can share, mm-hmm. is once you know what you know, mm-hmm. and you realize that, what do you do differently? Besides just stopping the vaccines.
Everything is different.
Your whole life is different.
Literally everything is different.
Tell me.
Our diets are completely different.
Okay.
Everything about our diets are different. Like, Nixon is gluten and dairy and egg free. We have garden chickens, and so I've been introducing their eggs, and they don't bother him. And I have a raw milk supplier that I get, and raw milk doesn't bother him. And so it's just like, we've just kind of gone back to the basics, like chickens from the backyard and milk straight from the cow and cheese straight from the cow and...
Yep.
Or everything is organic, like no dyes, and like literally everything is different about that.
So we get asked a lot, and Dr. Paul gets this question asked a lot, and us as nutritional and wellness coaches, we get asked a lot, okay, well, I vaccinated my child, there's toxins in my child, what do I do to detox? So there's all kinds of resources. Dr. Paul Thomas is a major resource, but the point is it is about cleaning up. That's why I asked mm-hmm. you, how's your life different? Because mm-hmm. yeah, you stopped vaccinating, so now it's not going in, but you realize that something happened and it caused those things. And so once you made those changes, like all those real things, mm-hmm. What did you see differently? What happened?
Diet was a big game changer for us. His speech started getting better, and we also have dealt with like primitive reflexes too, like getting his reflexes. Does that make sense? Like the yep. reflexes on a child, like when they're born, you touch their mouth and their head turns. Yep. He had almost all of his reflexes still, like they hadn't disappeared. And so we did months and hours of exercises that he would do to get rid of those. And then we've seen like functional medicine doctors and DAN doctors and MAPS doctors. And a big issue with Nixon was his gut. He would, like, I could show you pictures. He looked like a child from Ethiopia. Like, his Aww. Belly was so uncomfortably distended all the time. Like, it was, like, he was just in pain all the time. And so we saw a doctor, a gastroenterologist, just, like, 3 years ago, I think, right before the pandemic, we saw him, and he was able to swallow a pill camera. He had an endoscopy and a colonoscopy, and so we've been doing this protocol for 3 years now, and his belly is
flat. Yeah.
It's flat.
He's gorgeous, and I didn't see any pain. I saw yeah, a really happy, bubbly, wonderful child.
He is so happy.
Yeah. So what do you two want to say to everybody out there? Go ahead.
Look at the camera.
Or each other, or me.
My biggest thing is now I question everything. I ask hard questions. Even doctors, when, like, for example, I had to take my baby to the hospital for stitches, and they wanted to give her a tetanus shot. And I held my ground, and I told him why I was declining that. I told him tetanus is not... in my bedroom on my footboard. And 4 years ago, I probably could have been manipulated into that. But not now, because I know what I know, and I've been through experiences that have shaped me into the mom that I am today. And I'm the mom that my kids deserve because I ask hard questions.
Honestly, like, just start. Like, just look online, like, you just type in online, like, the DTaP insert, and it brings it up. You just read it. Like, go into it with an open mind and just read it. Like, it's so easy to do, even if you're so, like, so against this idea. Like,
just knowledge is power.
Just try. Like, just watch Vaxxed. It's 2 hours of your life, and, like, just go into it with an open mind, and then decide for yourself, like, if you still want to vaccinate after that, then... okay, at least you have the knowledge, and, like, at least you've seen part of the other side is what I was going to say. Like, it's not mm-hmm. hard. It's not hard.
Yeah. So thank you both very much.
Thank you.
And for sharing your story. And know that it makes a difference, mm-hmm. no matter how hard it is.
Yeah.
But it's that compassion that you have, and you both have an incredible mom.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep learning and following and helping others do the same.
Yeah.
So as you've probably already figured out, today's episode is talking to this amazing family about their vaccine story. And I have an opportunity now to talk to the younger sister mm-hmm. of the Levitt. Is that how originally you're
yeah, Levitt?
Levitt? Of the Levitt family. We're in the Levitt family's home right now in St. George. Oh, it's amazing. Anyway, so I talked to your sisters earlier, and the both with their kids being affected by the vaccines mm-hmm. and talked about that and what that was like. So you're younger than them.
Yeah.
You haven't had your babies yet, and you're watching what your sisters go through. What's happening for you inside?
So I feel like with everything in my life, being the younger sister, I always watched my sisters do these bigger milestones, like graduating high school, dating boys. I watched them very closely because I wanted to either emulate them or learn from them.
That was smart. Yeah. Learn from their mistakes. Yeah, you are bright. Very bright.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah. Most people, my sister didn't figure that out. Nope, she did everything opposite.
And I didn't figure it out all the way either, okay. So don't get me wrong. I mean, So with having their babies, we didn't know at first what had been happening with Nixon. So Nixon was the catalyst to be able to see like everything else, like with Paxton and with Harlow. We didn't know what was going on at first. It's interesting because growing up vaccines, we didn't really, like, we weren't one way or the other. It was mostly just like, it is what it is. This is what you do. Like, we weren't super solid. Like, you should not get it, obviously. But we weren't super gung-ho of, like, anybody who doesn't get it is bad. It was right. just right down the middle. But we were the people who would go to, like, the flu shot shootout and stick our arms out the car window and get our flu shots, you know? Like, that's just how it was.
Hold your arm out.
Stick it out the window.
Don't ask any questions. No, no history. No.
No history.
Wow. Yeah. And you didn't question it.
Didn't question it. It was just what you do.
Okay.
And so I was really thankful that Caitlin had a, like, acquaintance. I'm sure you have already talked to her about this, but she had an acquaintance who was like, hey, have you ever thought about looking into vaccines? She was very kind, very, like, soft-spoken girl. She wasn't harsh. She wasn't saying that we were stupid, because obviously that wouldn't have gone well. But I really liked the way that she approached it in a very, like, caring, loving way, and that planted a seed. And it was interesting because that day that girl told Caitlin about it, or like asked her, my mom had a friend who also, and I'm like, wow, like that's a coincidence. I don't really believe in coincidences, but it was just very interesting how we had like several people talking to us about it. So that's so then we looked into it, and it's interesting too because I watched The Truth About Vaccines with Dr. Paul in it while I was pregnant with my first baby.
And I'll stop you from doing anything.
Right? Yeah, no, for real. And I really resonated. I really resonated with all of the doctors. Like, the health ranger was really great too. But I really, really loved Dr. Paul. And I remember I posted on Facebook, which was not a good idea at the time, but I was like, hey.
You were young.
Yeah, I was like, hey, I've watched this great documentary. If anyone else wants to watch it, like, it's very interesting. And I got so much hate and flack on it from, like, really close friends of mine. And I was just so confused that people were so, like, angry about this. You know what I'm trying to say? Like,
I do.
I didn't know.
Well, and don't you have to wonder, like, where's the anger coming from?
Right.
How is it that you're, and it's just like with COVID, if you didn't get the COVID vaccine, then you're going to kill somebody else.
Yeah.
How is it, and that's being pushed on our children.
Yeah.
If you don't get the COVID vaccine, you can kill your grandma. That is insane.
Insanity. So at the time I was just like, oh, like I was just quite, I just thought that there might be something fishy going on. That's all. Like, I'm just kind of looking into it because I'm pregnant and I just want to do what's right for my baby. And then they would come back like, this is what's right for your baby. Like, you are crazy. And so, I feel like obviously friends are important, but all throughout my life, I've had a very strong, like, sense of who I am and my direction. And so it's not really necessarily that people could, like, sway me one way or the other. It was just what I felt was the right thing. And I felt like it was the right thing to not vaccinate my kids.
Do you wonder if having two older sisters that had to go through some of this.
Yeah.
If that helps, because when we spoke earlier with Brianna, had mentioned that she wishes she felt the intuition. She felt something and she is upset with herself and feels guilty, like all of us do when we make a decision that we wished we wouldn't have as a mom, mm-hmm. because we're supposed to know, right? Something's supposed to tell us what's best for our babies. Somebody else, a higher power, meaning this doctor that's supposed to know more than you, tells you something, or even your friends saying, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. But it sounds like after watching them, do you think that strengthened your intuition, or was that just, no, I'm going to listen to myself?
Both. Okay. I feel like it completely strengthened. Like, having a firsthand example was really strengthening, and that, like, we're all family. We all share the same genes. You know what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. Like, people have reactions to different medications all of the time. Mm-hmm. And because, like, so many people in my family have had reactions, then I should probably really be aware of what's going on. Pay attention. Yeah. Yeah.
You've made decisions you're not going to vaccinate.
Yeah.
So what happens in the doctor's office?
So with the pediatrician, I went to him while I was still pregnant, and I told him, I am not comfortable with vaccinating. I just wanted to talk to you about that and to see if he was going to kick me out, because I wasn't sure.
Because you know that happens.
Exactly. I know that this happens. I had been, like, talking to people and getting stories from people and knowing that that is, like, a possibility. And so I talked to him before while I was still pregnant, and I was just like, I just don't feel comfortable with this. And he asked me why I didn't feel comfortable. So he was more open-minded. He was actually a very kind.
He's listening to
yes,
you.
Yes. Very kind, like, gentle person. And so I just explained to him, like, I don't love the ingredients, you know, all the things. Mm-hmm. And so he was like, okay, like, that's fine. And we can even just, like, do it later. And I was like, okay, like, I'll meet you in the middle. And like, we're not going to do it later, but, like, I'll meet you in the middle, you know? So I was like, okay, cool. Anyways, we go afterwards, and I just felt weird going to this doctor. I felt weird going in this office. Every time that we would go there, we would sign, like, an electronic form. Mm-hmm. And it was basically, like, I didn't know what all it said. Like, it was so small. Do you know what I'm trying to say? So I asked for, like, a paper printout. This was after I had COAST. So I had been seeing this doctor. COAST is my second.
He's the second.
Yeah. So I went to him, and I was just like, I would like a paper printout. I would like to know exactly what I'm doing. Like, I want to cross things out. And they told me no. They were like, no, you just have to sign, like, for everything. And I was like, this is weird. I don't want to do that. And so I just don't go to that pediatrician anymore. And I found a new one that my midwife recommended, and he's great. He has been to several, like, he went to Del Big Tree's thing. Like, he's just...
Oh, we need awesome. To know his name.
I know. He's so awesome. He's like an old Mr. Rogers.
And I just realized something. So, of course, I'm not a professional interview person. I don't think we introduced you in the very beginning, did we?
Oh, yeah.
Who are you?
Kelsey Gonzalez. That is my name.
And you have three beautiful children.
I do. Three boys.
And their ages?
So my oldest is 5, my middle is 2, and then my youngest is almost 11 months.
Yay, and absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
And I think that's the thing, knowing what you know now, even if you have 5 more, which probably sounds like a lot right now. Okay. Yeah, and we're going to get down and dirty here.
Yeah.
So does it scare you if somebody, like, says to you, well, if your child gets measles, they could die? And then you're in the wrong because you could have gotten a vaccine.
That doesn't scare me, because I know what the measles is, and I know how to help, like, boost up their immunity. And I know, like, I have more tools now.
Right.
Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Ooh,
I have more information. I have more people in my corner to help me and to actually help promote healing rather than just being fearful. I feel like being fearful is such, like, a low vibrational state to be in, that I don't want to do that. I want to be empowered.
Right, because you made a decision that was yes. best for you and your child.
Exactly.
And when you do that, you don't have any reason to fear. And that's part of it, is understanding those diseases. Your sisters were brilliant earlier, too. Understanding the disease and how to treat it. And even, like, with COVID, being ahead of the game.
Yeah.
You know that these things are possible. You hear that chickenpox is going on. You make your decisions on how you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
The thing I think that's tough for some people is it's hard for some people to believe that truly unvaccinated children are healthier. So when they do get some of these things, they just don't get as sick, mm-hmm. and they get over things faster. So that's tough. And I wonder sometimes if that's just because people have made a decision to vaccinate. So that's something they have to stand by. Mm-hmm. And they feel that protection that they think they're getting. Mm-hmm. Did you ever wonder, like you said, you know what to do and how to do it or how you're going to handle things.
Yeah.
Was it ever a question? Like when, even before, when you're younger and you, because your mom has been part of this, hasn't she, for a while, this medical freedom and understanding your body is your choice.
Yes. So like with different diseases, like I got chicken pox when I was little and I'm really thankful that I did.
She's alive.
Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like I had it when I was a little baby and it's so funny. It's a funny story. So I got chicken pox as my parents were taking us to Disney World. So they didn't know.
Oh, we heard so this earlier.
Pictures, yeah, there's pictures of me as like an infant in Disney World. Can you imagine nowadays, like the outcry? It would be so bad.
I know.
But like, thank goodness. Now I have lifelong immunity.
And everybody that was in Disney World at that time also has lifelong immunity.
You're welcome.
No, it's fine. What was so funny is, I remember it was Brianna who was telling it that they were talking about chicken pox and they said, yeah, you got it as you were going. And she pointed out, we didn't know until we got there. It's not like we took her knowing she was going to get chicken pox.
For real.
So I want to thank you, first of all, for letting me be in your life. It's amazing. And thanks for sharing your story. And it's funny because, you know, it's harder when somebody shares a story and watching Caitlin, the emotion and the intensity. It's so hard.
So hard.
But I think that's the thing. And you three are obviously so connected. Mm-hmm. And it's so awesome to see that and that you share those stories. So you knowing what you know and made decisions, what do you tell the people out there that are watching and listening and are going to have a baby? And they've been told that vaccinating their children is honestly the best thing they can do to save their lives.
You don't have to be afraid. You don't have to do things just because someone else tells you to. And my biggest thing that I suggest is to be prayerful in every single decision that you make for your child. Because if you are prayerful, then you will never go wrong. And you are the best mother for this baby and you have specific stewardship over your children. And you're going to do great.
As you've probably already seen, I talked to two of this beautiful woman's grandchildren earlier, and then two of her daughters, and then another daughter. And now we're going to wrap it up with the wealth of knowledge and all of the beauty and soul. So I've made her be my friend for life. Being here has been incredible. First of all, thank you for that.
We have loved having you.
Thank you. So let's talk about you. I heard you mention that when you had your first child, which was 28 years ago?
Oh, it was in 1988, so 30.
Oh, yeah, I don't even know her age. She looks so young.
35.
And so you said that when you first had her and you were told to get the vaccines, your first, tell me about that.
Well, I was a young mom, knew nothing about, any of the issues that we're talking to. And I was just a doting mother, and I loved my little baby girl, and I took her to the doctor because I thought that was a thing I was supposed to do to make sure that I was doing a fine job. In there, I thought he was going to weigh her, take a measurement or two and ask me some questions, and then we would be on our way. And then that happened, but then he also wanted to vaccinate her. And my gut natural instincts was like, there's no way I'm going to let you hurt my baby today. No way. And so what I did, I gathered her up and I said, we were not going to do that today.
What was it? What do you think was inside of you that when he said vaccine, why did you automatically think hurt?
Well, obviously.
Was it because of the needle?
Obviously, okay. The needle. Yeah. I had no idea. Yeah.
Okay.
I had no idea that there were any issues otherwise. And then I did. I took her home. I went home and I had told them I'll bring her back, and I did. Okay. I did take her back.
Well, yeah, you were supposed to, right?
I was doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm. And so even when you answer that question and you say that to me, that you took her back, I can feel what you feel inside and the hurt. And do you look back and think, do you wish that someone would have said something to you? Do you think that there's anything that could have made you realize?
Yeah, that's my only regret in life, honestly. My only regret. I wish I would have known. And as I learned later, much later, after my grandchildren were born, mm-hmm. I had no idea until then. And then I started asking people, did you know? And some of them admitted to me that they did know. And I said, why didn't you tell me? Like, why is this a taboo topic? You know? And so once I realized the truth, I couldn't keep my circle of friends from knowing. I would have to share that with everybody that I know, especially somebody that might be having a baby, you know?
Right. And then, so now you're seeing the injuries right. within your own family.
Right.
And then in the process, as being part of your life now and being in it and watching today, seeing everything you do, you are eating healthy, you are mm-hmm. raising, you are a huge part of these children being raised mm-hmm. this way. That's got to feel amazing.
Yeah, yeah. I know that I'm like the crazy grandma with a truth trek, you know, so yeah. If you haven't seen my trek, you...
Yeah, I've seen pictures of yeah. it. I had some friends that lived here and just chill recently, yeah. and she sent me a picture of it. She's now back near us. Dr. Paul is her doctor, and is like, oh my God. But yeah, we saw pictures of the truck, and Dr. Stu saw the truck.
Yeah.
So... why the truck?
Just for the reason we talked about. I don't want anybody to not be aware. And again, decisions are their own, personal decisions, but it's more of an avenue because of all the censorship, because of, you know, all the taboo feelings around it. The older you get, the less concerned you are with the way other people perceive you or the way, you know, I don't care what anybody thinks about me. So, you know. So I've just gotten to the point where this is, I feel like I'm being a missionary. I'm spreading truth and light, and everybody can take that for what it's worth or not take it. That's right. Their own prerogative. But they can't say they didn't know, or they can't say that nobody told them. Right.
Right. Or at least given that opportunity.
Right.
So I'm going to have you look at the camera. Is there anything else that you want to leave people watching today, whether they're part of our freedom group or not? What do you want to say to a mom out there? Earlier I asked your daughters too. What do you want to say to a mom out there that's pregnant, that keeps hearing all these stories, but also his doctor is telling her she needs to vaccinate her child?
Well, I guess I would ask the motives. You know, for me, it is, what does somebody like me or Dee Dee, Dr. Paul, have to gain by trying to share this knowledge? When the other side has so much money and complete immunity from any liability, if their products were really so safe, then why couldn't they have liability on them? So it kind of comes back to just simplicity. We know what they've done with the opioid epidemic. We know what they've done. I mean, we've all mm-hmm. familiar with the Saglers and Dope Sick and the extent that they were willing to lie and manipulate the data and manipulate the doctors. I don't think doctors are bad people. I think a lot of them just don't know.
Don't know.
And when they're being manipulated and there is some financial gain and or a financial loss, depending on where they stand, and you just have to ask yourself, who has something to gain and who doesn't? There's so much information out there. I would just beg, before you do anything, do your research. You can always vaccinate that baby later, but you can't take them out. And that is my number one biggest regret.
And especially when they're young. That's yeah. the thing. Look yeah. at it. What about mother's intuition? Your daughters talked about it earlier.
Yeah.
And listening to that.
Man, mother, you always go with your gut instinct. And still today, there will be times when they will call and say, Mom, what do you think? And I will just say, you know.
Yeah.
Like, you trust yourself. I trust you. You know what's best for your kids.
So thank you for sharing your home and bringing us here and your family.
Love you guys. You're
thank
always
you.
Welcome. You have family thank in Southern Utah.
Okay, so she said that, and all of you thousands and millions of people heard that. I'm welcome back. Thanks for watching, everyone. Today's episode has meant a lot. And my producer, my photographer today is Dr. Paul Thomas himself. And he's back behind that camera doing all the hard work today. It's doctors and people like him who are willing to stand up for the truth. That's why you had us out here, right?
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Right. Thanks for watching.
I look forward to running together with the wind at our backs, revealing the science that gives clarity in our world that's full of propaganda and misinformation. Visit our website, doctorsinscience.com. Sign up. Donate if you can. Your support makes a difference. And let's make this the weekly show the world has been waiting for. Thanks for watching. I'm Dr. Paul.